So let's get started. We have a small group today. I think we have a lot of apologies from folks who are at the Plenty Pot. But Alice has, as always, is taking attendance in the meeting room. Is there anyone who is on the phone call but not in the virtual meeting room? Please say your name now.
It's Joe. I'm trying to connect. I just got into the meeting room, so I'm fine.
I'm about to get in myself. This is Milton.
Maybe Manal is in that situation. Oh, no, she's on, yes.
Yes, I'm on. Thank you.
Anybody else who is not listed in the virtual meeting room but is on the call?
This is Thomas Schneider.
Was that Thomas Schneider?
Yes.
Thank you. And it looks like we have Kuo Wu in the chat as well, at least. Okay. And Alice will continue to take the attendance as we go if people join late. So we just have one topic for today, and that is about the Secretariat. So Adiel will lead that discussion. Just a reminder for people that this is a public call, and so we are not discussing anything about the specific identities of candidates or information that might allow people to infer who the Secretariat candidates are. And with that, I will turn it over to Adiel.
Yeah, hi, Alyssa. Can you all hear me?
Yes.
Hello? Yes, okay, hi. Thank you for allowing me to update the group on the Secretariat selection process. Since our last meeting, we have given you the process as described with the interview of the shortlisted candidates. This has happened. The last interview took place yesterday night. We have now do an assessment based on that, and we are left with two candidates at this point. We have asked for sake of clarity, ICANN legal team to do an enhanced conflict of interest assessment for the two last shortlist candidates. We have two final candidates, and we are doing this advanced conflict of interest assessment based on what they have said and based on what they have provided us as a mitigating measure on that. So we hope to get feedback from ICANN this week, and based on that have the final company identified so that the process can continue. As explained, as soon as that is done, the ICANN team will start the negotiation process with them, and at that point we will notify the ICG of the final candidate selected. So at this point, I won't be able to share the identity of the two shortlisted as we are still in the process, but as soon as this comes clear, we will share on the private list of the ICG. So the process is on the way, and hopefully we'll be able to reach the timeline that we have stipulated for something. So that's what I can report on at this point. I don't know if there is any further question on this. I would like to use this opportunity as well to thank all the ICG members who send us some additional information and complementary information in this assessment process courses that has been useful. Thank you for that. So that's what I can report on at this point, Alisa. Back to you for any question and then clarification from the team.
Thank you very much, Adiel. Does anybody have any questions or comments? You can use the raise hand functionality in the virtual meeting room. Milton.
Yeah, this is Milton. Hello, Adiel. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. I'm just wondering, because I'm going to be traveling the next 2 days, when you're going to send this information through the private list. I couldn't, you may have said that, but the sound quality was pretty bad, so I didn't hear it.
My expectation is that we get the feedback from ICANN legal team by the end of this week. So as soon as we have that, we will finalize the assessment. So probably by the end of this week, but I cannot guarantee, because until we get this outcome from the ICANN legal team, we cannot provide information.
Okay, not under your control. So if it does come at the end of this week, how quickly, or let's say if when you get the ICANN legal team report is time zero, how many days before you expect a response from us?
I will say I was thinking about something around 48 hours, not more.
Okay.
Are there other questions for Adiel? This is Alisa.
So maybe Alisa, to maybe remind everybody how this is going to work. As soon as we have within the group identify the candidate, the final candidate, we will provide that information to the ICG on the private mailing list with the process that we have used to reach that conclusion, and expect feedback and question from the ICG member on that, and that will be the 48-hour I'm talking about.
Got it. Thank you. So I have one question, which is whether you expect to still complete the full selection on the timeline that you had shared. I think it was supposed to conclude by November 15, or the new secretary was supposed to be in place by November 15. Is that still the plan?
Yeah, that is still our plan. That's what we really want to achieve.
Okay, great. Thank you. Jean-Jacques, go ahead, please.
Thank you, Alisa. Hello, Alisa. This is Jean-Jacques. Yes, just to say a word about the conflicts of interest. Whilst vetting or listening to the presentations of the candidates, the last one having been this morning, my time at 1 a.m., it struck me that it was rather difficult for the two of us, or later the three of us in this group, to really decide how reliable or how valid in legal terms the conflicts of interest statements were. So I suggested, and Adil immediately acted upon the suggestion, that we ask staff, meaning ICANN staff, to give us their technical appraisal of whether the statements of conflict of interest we had received were satisfactory. So that's what we're waiting for. Just to be a bit more specific. Thanks.
Thank you, Jean-Jacques. Any other comments or questions on this topic? OK. Okay. Seeing none, the one thing I did want to say, echoing people in the chat, is to give a big thanks to Adiel and the whole team who's been working on this, and I know spending many hours in interviews and coordination amongst yourselves. So thank you very much for all the effort that you've put into this. I think we are in the home stretch. So this was the only topic that we had scheduled for today. I know we scheduled this call at the last minute, and there's a lot of people who are not able to join. I don't know, Patrick, if you had other thoughts in mind about other topics that you thought we should discuss. I think this was the only one, and I know we have a few other things that we could discuss, but we didn't give anyone any notice that we would be. So, Patrick, did you have other agenda items for this call?
No, this was the only agenda item. The only other thing that I would like to inform people about is, first of all, that the doodle for this call includes also time slots for the next, for the three calls that I also am scheduling for the up until the end of the calendar year. And the other thing that I just want to inform for the people that have not seen the email is that is considering the location of the meeting in Marrakesh. That might, of course, affect our ability to meet adjacent to the meeting in Marrakesh, but I am, as a few other people that are on the ICG that are SO or AC chairs, are part of the discussion within ICANN, so I feel that we in ICG are pretty well informed over how the discussion are going, which means that as soon as we have more information, we will ensure that ICG is informed and we can adjust our planning accordingly. But the most important thing is that I would like to have people filling out the doodle poll so we can do the scheduling of the next three calls a little bit more in advance than this call that was sort of in panic. But this call was also planned according to what's happening in the Secretariat RFP scheduling schema, so that's why it ended up being as it was. My apologies for that. So that's it.
Lynn? Lynn St. Amour, you could just go ahead if you would like to talk.
Hi, Alyssa. Sorry, just problems unmuting. I also want to point out that Yari Arco had his note up for a hand up in the chat room as well. I was just going to mention that, I mean, I did send out a mail that derived out of an action item from our last face-to-face meeting that it's probably only appropriate to draw people's attention to it. I actually don't think it would be fair to have any sort of significant discussion on it, given there was no advance notice and given the number of people that aren't able to make this call. But I did want to point out that it was there, and I don't know, it would be at your discretion if there are any kind of clarifying questions or if people think this is wildly off the mark or something like that. Some short direction might be helpful. But again, I think we need to be quite mindful of the fact that there was no notice of this topic and that a number of people aren't on the call. So it's up over to you and up to you and the co-chairs what you'd like to do.
Thanks, Lynn. Since we're just having kind of open discussion, people should feel free to respond, I think. I know I myself have not. I saw that your email came in and have not read it yet. It's the middle of the night here. So, but if people want to chat about that, we should feel free. Maybe let's try to stack the topics though. So perhaps we had Yari in the queue, and I know there's some chat going on in the chat window about the situation with the Marrakesh meeting. So Yari, is that what you were going to talk about?
No, I was just going to mention the fact that at the IETF yesterday, the working group that is dealing with the planning for transition, called the INA Plan Working Group, they have started the working group last call on the plan. So if anyone is interested, this would be a great time to comment. And this is all.
Thank you. So let's, if people have more comments on the Marrakesh situation, then let's talk about that first. I see Patrick in the queue, and then and if folks want to respond to Lynn after that, then we will do that. So Patrick.
Thank you. Regarding the face-to-face meeting, we have as chairs for the ICD, we have initiated discussion with ICANN regarding the budget for what we would like to do during next year, and we already mentioned the interest in face-to-face meeting. On the other hand, that budget discussion has not really moved forward just because we are waiting for some information on the cost for the secretariat, and of course all of us was hoping that the secretariat RFP sort of procurement should have been ready by now. So to some degree we were a little bit late. On the other hand, Teresa and ICANN they have not really sort of hammered on my door yet to ask where we are. To some degree we might be a little bit lucky that the fiscal year for ICANN is actually from mid-calendar year to mid-calendar year and not sort of calendar year based. So I expect that the detailed discussions regarding budget will come up when we know more about our costs. ICANN has said repeatedly that they are supporting us on what we are doing. That said, they of course have a budget they need to do. So I feel that we have the support. Therese and others, they might want to chime in, but they have said repeatedly that they're supporting our work. So from my perspective, I don't see any problem to have a meeting face to face if it is the case that we need to have that. That said, as Keith points out, Keith is also part of the discussion with ICANN, that just like myself and others, I think there is also inside ICANN there is a big need to actually meet somewhere in the time frame around where Marrakesh is. So there is a need for spring meetings in one way or another. Might not be in Marrakesh, might be in Marrakesh, might not be exactly that week. So personally speaking, just pure personally, just like Keith, I absolutely think that there will be some kind of meeting and then we try to co-locate there. But once again, I have not heard anything else than that ICANN could support us if we need a separate face-to-face meeting.
Thank you, Patrick. I see Joe in the queue. Joe, were you going to respond to this topic or you have a different topic?
No, I was going to talk to Lynn's topic, so I'm happy to wait if there's anyone else who wants to continue with Marrakesh.
Okay, yeah. Is there anyone else who has more to say on this, or shall we move on? Okay. Go ahead, Joe.
Thanks. I was wondering... Lynn, were you thinking of this as kind of a standalone piece? Because I could also see it being linked to the proposal finalization process as part of the considerations that go into that. You're extending it from beyond, you know, the nuts and bolts of that process to some of the decision-making criteria. But I was just wondering how you saw the document evolving or how you saw those concepts evolving and whether you saw them evolving in a separate framework or to add to something that's already in process.
Alyssa?
Yes, go ahead, Lynn.
Honestly, as far as I've thought about it, I think it makes sense to have it be part of the proposal finalization process. I mean, it seems that there was a little bit of confusion on what the action item was from a few side discussions I've had. You know, my recollection was that this action item came up out of the discussion we were having based on the fact that some of the ICG members had wanted to discuss the resolution, the ICANN board resolution, which was related to the cross-committee working group on ICANN accountability and governance. So I started... you know, at that point, basically, and as those of you that have had a chance to see the memo went out fairly late last night, U.S. East Coast time, so I appreciate that most people probably haven't had a chance to see it. I basically set out, you know, sort of our operating assumptions as I kind of collected them, as it related to specifically ICANN, the organization, and ICANN's board role in the final submission process. But I think it does make sense to actually have it be part of ultimately the more detailed proposal finalization process. I think if we have too many sort of separate documents addressing the same thing, it just gets to be too piecemeal for anybody to follow. But again, as I said at the beginning, as far as I thought about it, so I think it depends on what we think best works, honestly, for the communities as well as for ICG.
Thank you, Lynn. Jean-Jacques? Okay, I think Jean-Jacques put his hand down. Manal?
Hello? Hello?
Oh,
can
are
you hear
there,
me?
Jean-Jacques? Yeah, can hear you now. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Sorry. This is Jean-Jacques. Yes, I was saying, with regards to what Lynn just brought up, I may have missed just a little piece of what she said because of your gap, but I think she was referring to an email she just sent out and which I saw this morning. I think it's interesting. However, I do wonder whether we have to have a complete list of the communities or the parts of communities from which we expect some sort of interaction, because it mentioned three IANA function communities, ICG, ICANN, ICANN board, etc. Can't we leave that more to the appraisal of the concerned parties, especially the ICANN board? I mean, if they want to say something before we finalize our transition plan, surely they can, they're adult enough to do that. Oh, what's your thought on that, Lynn?
I think that would be very useful. I actually struggled, and Manal noted in her note this morning that I did say inter alia. I mean, the GAC is obviously another. Maybe there's even something broader with respect to some intergovernmental institutions. And I struggle with that because I know that's a complex area for all of us in terms of wanting to drive people to participate in the community processes, wanting to give the message that everyone is equal in this process and should participate in those processes. And we've tried to stay away from specific outreach. What I'm recalling here are the ALAC-GAC discussions we had earlier on this call. But as I also said in the memo, I think it's imperative upon us that we do whatever we think we need to ensure there's broad awareness of where we're heading, what the proposal ultimately says, so that we ensure that, frankly, everybody's paying attention, we've got their support, and we can, you know, call consensus. So I think we're going to need to walk some probably fairly sensitive ground there. So I do think that does need more scoping and a thought.
Thank you, Lynn. Manal.
Thank you, Alice, and thank you, Lynn, very much for the draft. Actually, I had the time this morning to go through the draft. I've already provided some comments over email on the mailing list. And I also support what Jean-Jacques have already said, and it's within my remarks also, but I think it's an excellent starting point. I also believe that it fits within the proposal's finalization process, and I think if things fit together, it's better to consolidate them in one draft rather than have so many fragmented information that people might miss one part or another. So, other comments are already submitted over email, so thank you. I leave it here.
Thank you, Manal. Jean-Jacques?
Thank you, Elisa. This is Jean-Jacques. Yes, two things. I'd like to support what Manal has just said, that it's much better to have it consolidated in one place rather than several separate references. The second point is directly in relation with what Lynn mentioned a couple of minutes ago. I see her point, and what I suggest is that we avoid any names or acronyms, meaning specific organizations or entities, but rather speak in terms of, in generic terms, for instance, institutions or we could say institutions or entities directly involved or contracted with IANA, but no names, you see, no proper names. And when we mention this or that, we can say business communities or user communities, generic words rather than specific proper names. Thank you.
Thank you, Jean-Jacques. Other comments on this? Oh, Kowei.
Can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
Can you hear me? Okay. Just I promise you in the Los Angeles meeting. Actually, I just report to the ITAM board, and for those of the issue you raised in the ICG meetings, I think very soon or later, sometime maybe before end of the November, I think the ICANN board will, based on whatever the ICG member you are raising lots of the question, and we will be have the board discussions. And I wish soon or later before the next ICANN meeting, and we can come out and communicate with ICG, and basically they will be open to the public. You know, I think everything where we're dealing with ICG will be in the transparency. And at this moment, I cannot tell you what is the detail, because it's just the first time the ICANN board began to discuss, those are issues all the members raised in the Los Angeles meeting. So I just like to inform you, we will have a meeting to particularly focus on the ICG, the issue you raised in the Los Angeles. Thank you.
Thank you, Kuo Wei. Can you tell us the date of that meeting?
It's not yet, because we still working. As you know, the first issue we did resolve is the Marrakesh meetings. And then, of course, at the same time, we will find a separate time on American board to get a situation and to set up what is our role will be. And after that, and then I think the board will be officially to, come to talk to the ICG. And in what kind of form, to be honest, I don't know yet, because we don't have a formal meeting yet. We just set up the time. We are going to set up the time and to discuss internally first.
Okay.
It's okay?
Thank you. Yes. I was just thinking, Lynn has
yep.
the mail. I think it.
Yeah,
will.
I just make sure. I just make sure I pass all the message to the ICANN board.
Yes. Thank you. So I think we should maybe try to put a little bit of focus on this in the next couple of weeks and get some text agreed based on starting with what Lynn sent. I don't think I agree with those who have said that this should form part of the proposal finalization process. I don't think that entire document necessarily needs to be completed before we maybe send a consensus version of the bits that are relevant to the board over to the board. But I do think it would be good to get some text back to the board in November if they're going to be meeting and talking about this. So hopefully we can aim to do that.
Manal.
Thank you, Alyssa. Since we're still discussing the draft, I thought maybe I should also flag the two other remarks I made over email, one of which was whether we should also mention that we would appreciate or we would be interested in NTIA's early feedback as well, which is along the lines that we already mentioned in the timeline. I frankly think that the early feedback we received regarding the necessity that the proposal should be submitted through the ICANN was very timely and very useful. So maybe we should also stress this here. And finally, I think, of course, in addition to reviewing the FAQ in light of what we will agree, I think we may also need to review the language in the timeline also, as it explicitly mentions that the ICG will submit the proposal directly to NTIA without any reference to ICANN submitting the proposal. So, I mean, whatever the final agreed language is, I think this needs to be reflected in other parts of our documents, namely the timeline and the FAQ. Thank you.
Thank you, Manal. Yes, indeed, it was the timeline language that kicked off this entire discussion to begin with. So, agreed on those points there. Other comments on this topic or any other topic?
Elizabeth Lynn,
yes.
we should probably send a note out to the ICG and just explain that, you know, given the main agenda item finished quite quickly, there was a short discussion basically acting as an introduction to this work and ensuring that people do pay attention to the threads so that they don't frankly fall behind or think that we got ahead of them without appropriate notice.
Yes, good idea. We'll definitely alert everyone to the archives of this meeting. Okay, so I'm not seeing any other folks in the queue, so we will conclude early today, which is great because we've gone over time on all of our other calls. So I think, you know, we should focus on this language that Lynn has sent. Joe and I are also, Joe really has been working on the updating the proposal finalization process, but the other bits that we discussed in Los Angeles, and so that's another item that will be coming your way for review shortly, and hopefully we can, you know, get to a stable place with that document, incorporating this discussion that we just had and text from Lynn in some form, and proceed from there within the next couple of weeks. And I know that, as Patrick said, please fill out the doodle poll for calls this fall and winter. If you haven't done it already, we'll get another call on the schedule much more in advance of, with more advanced warning than this one, and hopefully after people are done traveling for the funny fun and so forth, so we can get a little higher participation and try to wrap some of these items either on the list or on that next call. With that, I think we can conclude the meeting. Thanks, everyone.
Thanks, bye.